Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Rick Velotta joins us. He's the business correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Rick Velotta. He's the business correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Nice to be with you.
So let me start out with this right away, which is Don Ahern was on the program yesterday, and he was talking about the rodeo not being in Las Vegas this year, for the National Finals Rodeo, and saying there were concerns that it was going to be gone for more than 1 year. What are you hearing about that?
You know, I think that that's just a little bit of overkill, because the immediately when they made this decision to not come for 2020, they quickly said, okay, so we're going to add to your contract 1 year beyond what it is now, which tells me that the plan is to come back immediately when it's available to come back. The other thing is that the Cowboys really love it here in Las Vegas. There's nothing against Dallas, but they just like the fact that there's more activities to do. All the venues that around town that have special promotions and events. And they just like the atmosphere of Las Vegas a lot better than any place that they've been recently.
The thing that's always struck me about the National Finals Rodeo is that if you're a property that doesn't even have an event going on at the rodeo, you may well have events at your property, so people don't even have to have tickets to go to the rodeo. It's really a whole strip-wide event.
And that's the amazing thing about that is that has become the model for other special events in Las Vegas. It's been duplicated for other big special events that come in. For example, Life is Beautiful. Now we've got Raiders playing games. So it's an area that that they've kind of led the way towards showing how it should be done. And that, I think, in itself is something that the public likes. Most of the people that come for rodeo don't even have tickets to see the rodeo. So they watch in watch parties at different casinos. I think there's like 15 or so different places where you can see a closed circuit video of the rodeo in progress.
I think it's got to be one of the baselines for the Raiders when they're going to have their events at Allegiant Stadium, that they'll be able to do exactly the same thing for people that can't get tickets or can't afford tickets to go to watch the games. They'll be able to do this at the stadium.
Yeah, you're right. And I think a lot of people that will come to Las Vegas for games are they won't have tickets because obviously most of the tickets already sold in the stadium are to season ticket holders. So their best hope is to be able to maybe buy a ticket secondhand, or at least enjoy the atmosphere of the game day. My cousin is a big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. He was looking to come out here, and even if he didn't have a ticket, he was going to be. He wanted to be here for the moment. So that's what, and that's this coming weekend. So it's, you know, it's something that it touches us individually as well.
All right, so let's turn to the topic that I am probably most excited about, but that's just me. But it's the Boring Company and the expansion of their plans. Now, Steve Hill talked about this on this program back in December of last year, that the Boring Company was looking to expand their tracks from just under the convention center to all over the valley. And I was kind of astonished when he made that announcement on the program, but I went to the Boring Company's website the other day based on your article in the Review Journal, and not only is it lined out for all across the valley, but there is actually an extension to Los Angeles. What can you share with us about this?
Well, the extension to Los Angeles is obviously a very long-term project, and it would take quite a while to get that accomplished. But the fact is that just this whole plan of tunneling beneath Las Vegas, and the announcement that came out in the most recent LVCVA board meeting was that this would be about 15 miles of tunnels extending to the airport, extending to Allegiant Stadium, extending to downtown Las Vegas. So there are approximately 50 potential stops in this. And I think it's important for people to understand that this does not run like a conventional bus or subway system. You don't have to stop at every single station when you plan your destination. You just get to these stations, go downstairs and say, this is where I want to go. And they take your money, and then off you go to some of the whichever destination you checked. It's like rideshare underground. So that is an aspect of the Boring Company plan that is, I think, a little bit misunderstood. There are some people who are talking about this subway and that it's not going to work and that it's going to be too congested. But if you think of it in terms of taking a Uber ride or a Lyft ride to whatever your destination is and having direct access, no traffic, it's bound to be a very, very quick ride, regardless of where you are in the valley, because these are autonomous tunnels. That means that there's not going to be any traffic to impede them, and no speed limit. They can go as fast as they need to and get to where it is that you want to go.
Well, in your article, you wrote about the fact that you will be able to go from the convention center to Mandalay Bay in 3 minutes. And normally in traffic, that's a 30-minute ride, correct?
Depending on the time of day, yeah. That's like the worst time. If you hit a lot of strip traffic and rush hour, it can be a very frustrating long time.
All right, so let me ask you this, and I don't know if you have the details on this, but if there's no impediment and you can go point to point, so are there going to be multiple tunnels? So you get on, say, at the convention center, and you want to go to Mandalay Bay, but there are other people in front of you who are going to other locations. You're not stacked up behind them. How do they do that, or have they shared that with you?
Well, they have a system established where they would they would go staggered. So if they know that a certain ride is ongoing, all they need to do is stagger it by 15 or 20 seconds, and that's it. And usually that's about how much time it takes to load a vehicle anyway. So they're not anticipating any backup problems of any kind. Now, when it might get a little bit dicey is when they are transporting people to, say, the airport or to Allegiant Stadium for an event. Then it might be a little bit tougher to do that, and they have to, I guess, work out the deals. Those details have not been shared with me in terms of how they would resolve that. But I think people are fascinated by the technology, fascinated by the possibility of this being a reality to some of our big traffic problems. Could spell some real big trouble for the RTC bus system, the Deuce, could provide some competition to Uber and Lyft on the surface, because they're not going to be able to use the tunnels. It's just going to be Elon Musk's Teslas that are going to be allowed inside these tunnels.
You know, and that brings up, an interesting point there. And I wonder, not with the private businesses, but when you're looking at the RTC, perhaps there is some kind of fee that would go on to the fare that would be appropriated towards the RTC, and that would take care of that part. But competition is competition for Uber and Lyft and the taxis. But I'm sure the taxi industry would be thrilled to hear what you're saying here. Another big fight coming down the pike for them. Well, it's a very exciting technology. And again, from your article, and folks, you can go to the Las Vegas Review Journal's website and search out Rick's article, because it was just last week. And he also asks a lot of important questions in terms of transparency for this project. What's fascinating to me is that the tunneling is not that difficult because the utilities don't go down that far deep. And so it's a lot easier to do this tunneling, correct?
Well, and they've even said that if it gets really congested, they could add multiple tunnels. They could put several tunnels in place. And although I'm not sure that they want to go that fast because they want to see what the consumer response is. But just the fact that they have the ability to do that makes me think that they are probably at least looking out for the future. And that would be something that would be of interest to anybody who wants to come to Vegas and be able to get around to different places. This would, put a whole new meaning on the term casino hopping.
To say the least. And also, it will be an attraction in itself. I mean, people will want to do this. I mean, I know that my wife and I, when the monorail came out, first trip we made to Vegas, we had to ride the monorail and go backward and forward. We weren't particularly looking to get off. We just wanted to see what it looked like. And it was funny watching all the water rushing, because it was a rainstorm, under Imperial Palace. You had a great view of the flooding through the garage from that track. You also pointed out that the boring company is going to pay for all of the drilling here. The individual properties will have to pay for their own stations. But Andrew Diss was here from the Morello Group, and he was saying that didn't look to be that expensive, but they're using it as a way to promote this system. So if it works in Las Vegas the way they think, that they can sell this all over the world.
Exactly. And the very first project was the one that's, and frankly, the only public project is the one beneath the Las Vegas Convention Center. From what I understand, that is very close to testing. They haven't had the vehicles arrive yet, but as soon as they do, they'll start running them through. The plan on that is to have it completed by December 13th. That was always the goal, to have it ready to go before CES. Of course, CES canceled their in-person meetings. So what's going to happen now is they'll have a little bit of extra time, because they're anticipating that they'll have some conventions with some of these lower capacities by middle of February.
Okay, so I'm presuming that at some point in the not too distant future, when this thing gets a little closer, that you're going to be doing an interview with Elon Musk. And my wife is the world's biggest Elon Musk fan, so I doubt that I will be able to get an interview with Elon. But if you do, then you'll have to come back on the program immediately, and then I'll bask in the warmth of your interview. Let's take a break. More with Rick Pilato when we come back.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Pilato. He is the business correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. So coming up, the big opening of Circa. Is Derek Stevens the new Steve Wynn?
I would say that's a pretty accurate way to describe him. A fantastic promoter, innovative with some of his ideas. He doesn't have the financial wherewithal that Steve Wynn had, but the fact is that he kind of makes up for that with some of the innovations that he's put together in this new property downtown. The fact that that it's going to be the tallest building north of the Strip, and the fact that it's going to be the first adults only, if you will, because they're going to have ID checks before people can be allowed in. There's only one place in the building that people under 21 will be allowed, and that's one of the restaurants, thanks to a contract that the restaurateur worked out with Derek Stevens. And then the stadium swim concept, what a remarkable idea that turned out to be. For those unfamiliar, it's like a big complex of six different swimming pools that is going to have superheated water in the winter time, so that people can enjoy a swimming experience even when it's sort of cold outside. So that's something that, and a big attraction to that is that all these pools are lined up stadium style. So with a big screen in front of them, Derek Stevens is all about sports. So what the idea is that whatever sporting event might be on at the time will be presented on that big screen. And thus people who are wanting to watch a sporting event can do so by watching the screen from a swimming pool with superheated water. That's something that we've never seen before here. Obviously, there's going to be a strong lean towards the Las Vegas Raiders, the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team, which Derek already has relationships with those teams. So there's no problem in making sure that those games are on. All those games are going to be in the Las Vegas market anyway. But the fact is that when you're in a stadium environment like that, it's a great social outlet. And then the top thing is that there's a because it's the tallest building downtown, they have a venue at the top of the rooftop of the tallest part of the structure. And Derek says it's just magical to go up there, watch the sunset, and watch the Vegas Strip lights come up. So it's just magical time.
That's awesome. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Rick Velotta after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Rick Velotta. He is the business correspondent for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Surprising news coming out of Macau that even though China appears to have the virus under control, that the numbers are really not coming up that strongly for Macau. What's your read on this?
You know, I think that even though all these borders are reopening, all the things that are happening, it's still, people are still reluctant to travel. It's kind of like here. They just don't want to go out and expose themselves. They're not totally convinced, even though they said the virus has been conquered. And that has obviously hurt Macau, just because they need the volume in order to make the economics of Macau work.
I guess the thing I would look at with the three main Vegas companies that operate in Macau, this would hurt MGM the most.
Well, I don't know. It might also hurt Las Vegas Sands, because they're the market leader in that market. MGM also has a shared ownership, so they're not hurt quite as bad because of the fact that their partner is also taking a hit. But the fact that MGM just opened a new property and there's not too many people that have been able to see it or go to it, that definitely hurts.
Well, that's where we got to leave it, my friend. But I do want to say, and I'll say this publicly, congratulations. You've got a grandson coming here in Reno. So now you will be bi-state. You will be in Reno and Las Vegas on a regular basis. So congratulations to you and your family. Thanks for doing this as always, and talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast.